Hi, I'm Sarah Flower with KSUT News. Today we are joined with Leanne Jalan, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, for our weekly COVID-19 update. There is so much to talk about as we are entering into this new, possibly final chapter of this global pandemic. Leanne, today what I wanted to cover, something that happened after our show last week, was CDC's new announcement that those that are fully vaccinated, meaning 2 weeks after your second or 2 weeks after the J&J shot, are allowed to be inside without masks on. This is also coming at a time where Colorado is the highest state in the nation for positive COVID-19 cases at the moment. I have to say, I'm surprised at this news and feeling like it's a little bit early. What's your take on all this?
I think the CDC, you know, did review some scientific studies about how well the vaccine works and was really pleased by the, evidence that is coming back about how just truly effective these vaccines are, right? If you're fully vaccinated, your chances of catching COVID are very slim. And if you do catch COVID, you will be likely to have a more mild case, less likely for severe infection, less likely for hospitalization or death. The other thing is that if you catch COVID when you're fully vaccinated, you're also less likely to pass on the infection to others. So why the CDC came up with these new recommendations is based on the effectiveness of the vaccine. Now, the issue is that many, many states have seen their case rates just drop like a stone as their vaccination rates have been going up. You know, this new CDC recommendation, which really came as a surprise to, you know, states, and it came as a surprise to epidemiologists across the country, has gotten mixed reviews. Not all epidemiologists across the country agree that it is the time to be doing this, especially because we have no way of knowing who is fully vaccinated. We don't have a, you know, so to speak, vaccine passport in this country, nor do we have plans for one. So with the idea that we don't know who's fully vaccinated, and we have pockets in the country like Colorado, which have extraordinarily high infection rates, still, there is some concern that this is too early. So with that, San Juan Basin Public Health issued an advisory for our community, reminding people that right now, you know, the infection rate, according to the Colorado School of Public Health, is about 1 out of 80 individuals in Colorado currently is infectious. And all of this infection is circulating amongst people who are not fully vaccinated yet. So we really have to be careful.
Leanne, San Juan Basin Public Health Department is the minority in the state in terms of counties and regions that even have any kind of public health advisory in place in terms of COVID-19. There is still a large demographic, children under the age of 12, that are not eligible for the vaccine at this point. As a parent myself of elementary school age children, and with several weeks of school still to go, it's a worrisome time for parents.
You know, one of the things that we have found through this pandemic is that the protocols within school, in the school setting, work well. We do not see locally a lot of transmission in schools. Now, there are places where, you know, there have been outbreaks and transmission reported in schools. That's not what we have found locally. Our schools have done a wonderful job. But the extracurricular activities, the youth sports, the social engagements outside of schools have led to a lot of spreading infection. So with that, we really want to get through the end of the school year. We want kids to have an opportunity to be safe, to be protected. We're thrilled that 12 to 15-year-olds are eligible for vaccine as of last week. We have appointments available for 12 to 15-year-olds almost every day. We'll take walk-ins. So please, if you were 12 to 15 or if you're 16 or 17, get in for your vaccine. And then for our younger children, we do owe it to them to, you know, to protect them. So what we are advising is that in our community, we still kind of commit to mask wearing until our infection rate is down.
And I think there will be a time, right, where we can really turn this next chapter and possibly potentially close the book on this god-awful pandemic. But there's a weird transition of, like, it took a little bit to get people comfortable with the idea of being socially distanced and wearing a mask. And then this kind of turning it around for those that have been cautious and following guidelines. It's going to be a weird transition going back to normal.
I think it is going to be a weird transition. And I think as far as closing the book, you know, there are still some unknowns, right? So we're moving into warmer weather in Southwest Colorado, and we'll be able to move more of our activities outside, you know, social gatherings, organized events. We know that outside is much less risky for passing around infection. So we should see, you know, we're getting more people vaccinated every day. We're moving activities outside. We should start to see Colorado's rates drop, like we're seeing rates drop everywhere else in the country. That doesn't mean that we're closing the book yet, though, right? We don't know what will happen in the fall if we stall out at a vaccination rate, which is, you know, less than 70 to 80% of our full population. So there's still unknowns. So I would say, I don't believe that what we're planning for right now is closing the book. I think what we're planning for right now is doing the right things, following the advisory, dropping our rates right now, getting to have a nice summer. But then there's some concern about, you know, what does next fall and winter look like?
We're kind of looking at a place, it's seeming like, and correct me if I'm wrong, of a plateau of those that wanted to get vaccinated initially ran out and got it done. There are some states across the nation that are offering up vaccine incentives. Ohio was offering like a lottery of $5 million, $1 million to five people who got the vaccine. New York was doing something with a free week of subway rides. I mean, I think this is an interesting element too of, like, we're going to pay you and we're going to give you stuff to get the vaccine. Is that ever something that the state will look at or that San Juan Basin Public Health will be doing?
We don't know what the state of Colorado is planning around vaccine incentives. Locally, we are working with some members of the business community, and we have some exciting incentives that are in the works that we're planning. While we're seeing demand slow, you know, across Southwest Colorado and across other locations, you know, I think it's great to get creative and think differently about how we're going to incentivize people to be motivated to do it, right? I mean, of course, participating in kind of our collective responsibility to keep ourselves safe, keep our family members and our community safe is a great motivator. But for other individuals, you know, a little extra push, a little extra nudge to get everyone there is certainly worth looking at. And that's what we're planning on locally.
Leanne Jalan, Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department. Is there anything else you'd like to add for us here today?
I agree with you that this is kind of a confusing time for folks. I think it is great that the CDC has, you know, the evidence that vaccines work and work really well. And I would love for Colorado to get to the same place that many other states are at with a really low infection rate. So let's all keep it up.
Leanne, thank you so much for your time today and every Monday here on KSUT for our weekly COVID-19 update.